Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Yes, indeed. All you have to do is look out your official weather window, and you will see there's something nasty on the way. There's a storm coming. Heavy rain for sure. We've got thunderstorms that are really going to intensify overnight. And from the looks of it, that's going to be the full weekend. I'm just telling you right now, it looks like both Saturday and Sunday are going to be washouts, if you will, for outdoor activity. All the more reason tomorrow afternoon to join me on Newsmax. Now, I'm going to be on Newsmax. The actual hit time is 2:50. You know, it's television, man. They've got so many times that they do this stuff. Right, Jerm, it's not like what we do. I know we have times, and then I ignore them. And we just roll through stuff, and then you are stuck having to clean up my mess. Now, you're welcome. It's okay. You do a nice job. But, yeah, TV, they're just a pain in the... Anyway, but it'll be fun because it's not political in any way. That's actually the part that I'm looking forward to. Seriously, I mean, I hate politics, as you know. I can talk about it, but I hate it. And this is like pop culture stuff. I really like it. Let me see. What is it actually called? It is called Theater of the Absurd, a fun culture type of segment. Excellent. And it's with Rob Astorino. Rob's been on this program, as a matter of fact. He's a good dude. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you want to join me, I'll put it up on all the social media sites so that you don't forget. But tomorrow afternoon, 2:45-ish, make sure you're there at 2:45. That way you won't miss it. And I have no idea what we'll be talking about. I'm sure it will be great fun. Though, other things going on tomorrow. Again, the weather's going to be the issue, but scheduled to go on tomorrow. The Strawberry Fair up here in Ashland, always a great time. And the Special Olympics over at U of R and a couple of other locations. You go to Virginia's SpecialOlympicsVirginia.org and check out exactly where the stuff is located. We're going to speak with an old buddy of mine at 5:35, so about a half an hour from now, Tom Duggan. Tom has a fascinating story. He really, really does. Tom's dad was a police officer in Massachusetts, killed in line of duty. And Tom has devoted his life to a lot of things, including free speech. He is the publisher of a really wonderful publication. It's called The Valley Patriot. Serves a chunk of New England. It's not everywhere, and it's not designed to be everywhere. It is a great example of a local publication that...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It has just been rocking and rolling now 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. I'll find out from Tom when he's here. But Tom is all about that First Amendment. He's all about freedom of the press. And he was under attack, threatened with jail for stories. Crazy, right? But he's going to be with us at 5:35, and we will take a listen to what he's got to say, what he's been through. I am still curious. Is anybody thinking as you watch the Trump-Musk dust-up? Anybody else thinking, this is not exactly what it seems to be? That there's more to it or less to it? Is it really that their bromance just broke up? Or is it two of the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world who decided there can only be one guy with a big ego in the room? Or is it what I think it is? Is it strategic in some way? Hey, Elon Musk went into all of this with a couple of things at the front of his mind, I'm sure. Yeah, he absolutely wanted to find waste inside of government. But I think he was also rather fond of the electric vehicle benefits that the Biden administration had been providing to people. That helped a lot of people buy his vehicles, those Teslas. Donald Trump said, I'm sorry. He probably didn't even say I'm sorry. He probably just said, but we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. No. And I don't think it mattered how close a friend Elon Musk was. Donald Trump was not going to allow us, you, me, we, the taxpayers, to provide these outrageous payoffs to people who wanted a Tesla. I think that upset Elon Musk. And there were a couple of other issues, apparently, that also upset Elon Musk. But I want you to remember something about President Trump. And I say this in a good way. President Trump gets the media. This is one of the reasons the media hacks, the legacy news media hacks, this is one of the reasons they hate him so much, is he gets them completely. He figured them out 50 flipping years ago, and he has played them ever since. There is nothing that the president does that the president has not thought, okay, here's how this is going to play. Here's how this is going to hit. President Trump, in my opinion, has also allowed all of these bottom feeders to intentionally look at him as less intelligent, right? They talk about, oh, he's just an idiot. He's a, okay. You think President Trump loses sleep over that? Well, I'm here to tell you he doesn't. But you know what he does? Is he exploits that as well he should. So I am thinking that President Trump, who is the only president to have ever participated in WrestleMania, learned a thing or 10 from the crew at WWE, and at the time, I think he was there for WWF. But he learned something from them. He took all the stuff he knew, and he picked the brains of the folks over there at Titan Towers, and he took a little bit more. And I'm telling you, this whole thing smacks to me of a really well done work. And I don't think I'm the only one. You remember Megyn Kelly? Now, Megyn Kelly, in the year 2025, is one of the most passionate, strong supporters and defenders of President Donald John Trump. But do you remember way back when the first time? Weren't they enemies or something? Remember? All right. So anyway, Germ pulled this. Take a listen, please, to cut number 4.
Really crazy. So crazy, Sean, because I walked out. We agreed, like, we're good. And the last thing he said to me before I walked out of Trump Tower was, you know, Megan, it's not such a good thing if they're not talking about us. And I was like, oh my God, was this whole thing for show? Like, was he acting the whole time?
Wow.
To generate buzz?
I'm going to say yes. And I think that's brilliant. I really do. I think this thing is brilliant. It does a couple of things. Number one, it shows you what completely, totally vacuous bottom feeders the leftists are. Because a week ago, they were burning Teslas in the street. Now they want to bake cakes for Elon Musk. Hey, all is forgiven now. Come back and be with us. Oh, and by the way, we're going to go and buy a whole slew of Teslas again. I am almost willing to say that somewhere inside the White House, President Trump said to Elon Musk, all right, look, here's the way this is going to work. I'm going to come out after you say some stuff. Because, and I think that Musk legitimately has real issues with the one big beautiful bill. I think that's okay. He says, yeah, you're gonna take it apart. I know that. It's okay. And then I'm going to say one or two things. And you're going to find that you are once again beloved by the leftists. They're going to go and snap up all these Teslas, put you back in the positive category. And you and I, you know, we'll be laughing. We'll be laughing. I think that's what it is. I know that's what it is. I'm just telling you, that's what this is. And nobody better than President Trump to play it. It shows you that the Democrats have absolutely, positively nothing to them. They're empty suits, completely and totally vacuous. There's nothing there. They still don't have a policy on anything. And they're now even more unified that they hate Trump. Well, I got news for you. Take a look at the last election. That didn't play too well. Even the people who, in theory, are on your team are doing everything possible to leave your team. What does that tell you? Come on. Anybody else want to do a prediction? Over, under. How long until Trump and Musk have a big get back together, all is forgiven event? Anybody want to venture a guess? Seriously, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Is it a full year? I don't know. I don't know. But what's your over-under? What is the over-under? Let's set the over-under. Do we have to send it in years or do we have to set it in months? No, it's not going to be weeks. I think that's too soon. Months or years? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Seriously, shoot me a quick text. Let me know. Where do we set the over-under for the big summit? It won't be beer because President Trump doesn't drink. It'll be a Diet Coke summit where Elon Musk will come to the White House, maybe get down on one knee. I don't know. Whatever it is. But he's going to make clear, I was wrong about the president. And the president's going to say, hey, it happens. Don't worry about it. All is good. All is forgiven. We got to move forward. Why? Because it is the new golden age. And by God, we can't have anybody screwing that up. So we'll talk about that as well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.